1969 being the date and the year. Those Waterloo sportsmen and more did appear. For to gain the great prizes and to bear them away, they were counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of November, the day of renown, McGrath and his keeper, they left Lurgan town. A gale in the channel, it soon drove them o'er. On the 13th, they landed on England's fair shore. And when they arrived there in big London's town, those great English sportsmen all gathered around. And one of those gentlemen gave a ha-ha, saying, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGrath?" Then one of those gentlemen standing around said, "I don't care a damn for your Irish greyhound." And another he sneered with a scornful ha-ha, "We'll soon humble the pride of your Master McGrath." Then Lord Lurgan stepped forward and he said, "Gentlemen, if there's any amongst yous has money to spend, for your grand English nobles I don't care a straw, here's 5,000 to 1 upon Master McGrath." Then McGrath he looked up and he wagged his owl tail, informing his lordship, "Sure I know what you mean. Don't fear noble Brownlow, don't fear the McGrath. I'll soon tarnish their laurels," says Master McGrath. Then Rose stood uncovered, that great English pride. Her master and keeper were close by her side. They led them away and the crowd cried hurrah for the pride of old England and Master McGrath. And Rose and the master, they both ran along. "Now I wonder," said Rose, "what took you from your home? You should have stayed there in your Irish domain and had come to gay laurels on Albion's plain." "Well, I know," said the master, "we've wild-headed bugs, but you'll find in all Ireland there's good men and dogs. Lead on, Bell Britannia, give none of your jaw, stuff that up your nostrils," says Master McGrath. Then the hare, she jumped on just as swift as the wind. He was sometimes before her and sometimes behind. Rose gave the first turning according to law, but the second was given by Master McGrath. Then the hare, she led on with her wonderful view, and swift o'er the green fields of England they flew. He jumped on her back and held up his owl paw. "3 cheers for our Ireland," says Master McGrath.